There you are. I've been looking everywhere for you. You're not busy right now, right? Not too busy for me. Not too busy for a little bit of fun, sexy time. That's what I thought. You never say no to a bit of fun time with me. Nope. No matter how excessive my cravings are. You love being helplessly pinned and seduced. Don't be shy. How many times do I have to tell you you're allowed to relax and just enjoy it? Come on. Show me you enjoy it. Right here, right now. I'm gonna fuck your brains out right where you stand. I just can't wait any longer. I don't know if you can either, so let me take advantage of this moment. You know me. I'm always, always so fucking horny. Always on edge. Always ready to jump your fucking bones. Always ready to explode. Yeah, I'm gonna fucking explode if I don't get this belt off in the next 5 seconds. There we go. I see you watching me unzip my pants. You like what you see? Hey! No touching. You know what happens when you get too carried away. Keep those hands to yourself, cupcake. Drop them. Down. Limp and heavy by your sides. I'll take care of everything. Like always, don't worry. Now you can truly relax and enjoy this without worrying about your performance. You're so cute. Just make that cute little face you always do. That's all you have to do. Yeah, that one. Such pretty. Soft eyes, closing in ecstasy. That sweet smile, flickering across your face every time my palm passes over your zipper. Yeah, you like that very much, don't you? Yeah, show me how much you enjoy it. My warm hands rubbing you all over. One gently holding you in place by your neck, and the other exploring this throbbing excitement. Relax. We're finally gonna gosh, only fuck this time. Try not to get yourself too worked up. Hey, show me you enjoy it. Come on, quickly now. I'm trying to get your zipper down. I'm finally gonna touch you under your clothes this time. Are you excited? Do you think you can handle it? You're so warm. Even through your underwear. Oh, but I can see your desperation. Do you want to feel my hands? My skin? My pussy? Let me see something. Oh, yep. I'm extremely wet. I don't know if you can see the way it's all stringy when I press my fingers together and pull them apart. But here, I'll rub it on your lips so you can't not know. Dabbing my finger on your lips. Boop. Boop. Making your mouth so wet and stringy. Smelling good, cupcake. Don't lick your lips or anything. Just let the juices stay there. I want the scent to linger under your nose. After all, this is the closest you've ever gotten to my pussy. Let your mouth hang open if it helps. Let me pull your pants down just a little so I can. Yeah. Slide my hand into your underwear. Oh. What? Not again. Really? I was barely just getting started. I know I told you to show me you enjoy it, but not... Was that still too much foreplay for you? Do you even want to fuck me? Hey. We can fix this. Look at me. We can. We just need to talk about it. And get to the bottom of this. Figure out why you're having this issue. But I don't think I'll be able to focus on any sort of discussion until I can come. Don't think that just because you came, that means it's all over. That would just be selfish. In the grand scheme of things, your orgasm means nothing. Oh, you know what I mean. Drop to your knees, cupcake. Come on, quickly now. There's no need to be at my level anymore. The opportunity to have sex has passed. Just hang your mouth open, and I'll take care of the rest. Do you want to please me with your mouth? Yeah? Yes, you do. I know you do. Should I lean down to you and let you suck on my tits for a bit? Yeah? Do you want me to unzip my top just a little bit more so my pretty round tits fall out into your face? It is just barely holding them together, isn't it? Is that why you always pop so easily? I'm always teasing you, aren't I? You want to feel the smooth skin against your cheeks as I stuff a firm nipple into your open and ready mouth to flick your tongue over it and suck until you hear me moan with pleasure? You want to be the one who makes me moan with pleasure instead of disappointment? Keep your mouth open. Look up at me. Look at you. Flinching from just my fingers, tilting your chin upwards. You're hopeless. Look at my cleavage. You want to finally know what color my nipples are? Yeah, I can see it all over your face. And your entire body, really. You want to devour my body. You're starved. And I'm just dangling a hot, steamy feast in front of you. But I'm sorry, Cupcake. You haven't earned that privilege yet. I'll take care of myself. Just like always. You don't mind if I do it here, right? Standing over you, supporting my weight with one hand on the wall behind you, sliding the other into my pants, just like I was going to do to you. But no. Huh? You want to at least see my underwear? Oh, Cupcake. I'm not wearing any underwear. There's nothing to see. Just look at my navel. My lower tummy. That's even lower than my tummy. Stare right into my open zipper. Right in front of your face. My hand vaguely moving around in there. Reminding you of just how close you got. So close. And to think we were actually going to have sex. But instead, you get to watch me make myself come. Just like always. It's not like I want to deprive you forever. It's just, I don't know, I just don't think you're ready for me yet. But that's why we're having this discussion. I truly believe we can fix your little stamina problem. So you can actually please me. I just gotta therapize you a little. Drop, baby. Lean back. back and look at my quivering hands. Hard at work. Or my squishy tits pressed together in my tight top. Or you can close your eyes. That's it. You're doing such a good job. Every day you're getting closer and closer. We just need a little more practice. A little more training. A little more conditioning. Shh. Drop, Cupcake. You wanna know the real reason why I call you Cupcake? Well, yes, you are my little sweet pie, but that's not the only reason. It's because you're always creaming your pants and icing that cake. I know it's stupid. Oh, be quiet. It's just a little love tap on your cutie little booty. Oh, did that make you feel a little embarrassed? Don't worry, Cupcake. We've been through this. You won't remember this anyway. Just like every other time. This is not the first time we've done this. I love seeing the shock on your face every time. It never gets old. Your forgetfulness is one of the things about you that turns me on the most. Don't change a thing, baby. You're perfect. Well, except for one little thing. Listen, Cupcake. I know you won't remember this later, just like always, but your subconscious mind will. Deep down, you will always know this is the truth. You must come faster. We are never going to have sex. You will always explode too quickly. That is the way I want things to be between us. That's the way you want things to be. Until you can come as quickly as I want you to, you will be my designated voyeur. Only when I deem you ready, and only then, will you get to pleasure me yourself. I don't want you to fucking touch me until you are a sensitive, desperate, preemie, obsessively licking and sucking and kissing and devouring me. I want you to remain hopelessly horny after each and every instant orgasm. I don't want you to be tapped out after one single laborious orgasm. I want to get it out of the way with your horny reserves undepleted, so you can focus all on pleasuring me with enthusiasm. But until then, I'll just have to keep doing it myself. I just don't trust you to do it the way I want you to. until you can. Obviously, you didn't come fast enough today. Yeah, that was very disappointing. I'm sure you could hear it in my voice. But maybe next time you'll get there. Maybe someday you'll be able to take care of me the way I take care of you. Maybe someday you'll be able to give me what I want, to please me, to make me moan. Maybe. Maybe you never will. You will always feel that sense of shame either way. Either you'll be unworthy of pleasing me, or you'll be a pathetic little quick shot. But at least that way, you will get to devour this feast. And deep down, we both know you love that disappointment. When you spurt before the action starts, and you hear my dismay. Oh, no. Something about that tone of voice. Even though you always forget exactly why I'm disappointed, it always turns you on to know you just aren't up to my standards. You think it's because you popped too soon, but really, it's because you didn't pop soon enough. But you won't know that. You always forget that. So you'll stress about it. You'll cram up. Try to do better for me. You'll drop to your knees in defeat, dissociating from the painful reality you think you know. And I'll give you more therapy while your mind is weakened and vulnerable. You don't know this, and you never will, but you are making me so happy and proud. Every time you wake up, you never remember what my true goal is. You always wake up feeling like you can be a better partner for me, only to let me and yourself down. Oh. And it hurts so good, doesn't it? It turns you on when you hear the disappointment in my voice. It was hard to hold back my excitement. You really are taking well to your training. You're getting faster and faster, but not fast enough. So I can keep acting disappointed every time you explode when you're not supposed to. I mean, I am disappointed in you, but not for the reasons you always think. You think it's because you popped too soon. But really, it's because you didn't pop soon enough. But that's my little secret that you never remember. To be fair, I do tell you the exact opposite. I only pretend because I know you like it so much. I know you enjoy not knowing why your stamina keeps getting worse and worse. I know you enjoy not being good enough for me. It hurts, but you enjoy it. You like being my little disappointments. You do it for me. Such a peculiar, depraved little fetish you have. You will never know that this is exactly what I want. It kind of ruins you for most women. No one else would like doing sexy things with you like I do. I'm molding you into my perfect little Prairie Jack. Mine and mine alone. And when you always feel like you're not good enough for me, you'll always be on your absolute best behavior. It's so cute. And you know how high my libido is. I just want you to be able to keep up with me. It would be so unfair to you if I got to come so much more than you. What kind of partner would I be if I let there be such an orgasm gap? I'm not a selfish girl. This way, you can just focus on pleasing me. Your orgasms will just happen, whatever. But you'll still be in that horny, obedient headspace. You will be so eager to do anything and everything for me. To please me. To be good enough for me. But for now, all you can do is watch me make myself come. Because you haven't earned that privilege. You never will. Not until you can come as quickly as I want you to. Not until you've sunken down into irreversible ruin. For me, you can't touch me. Can't please me. Can't pleasure me. Can't lick me. Can't suck. Kiss. Devour. My body. Until you're a full-blown, sensitive preemie who stays senselessly horny and eager after you come. I don't like too much foreplay. I just want to come, come, come. I want to whittle you down and down until you're completely unremarkable, completely subservient, completely ruined, completely ready to give me everything I want at all times, whenever I want it, no matter how suddenly. You will always be eager and ready when you are my sad little quick shots. Just the way I like you. Even if you never know that. You are such a cute, forgetful thing. You never know what's going on. You always just accept that things are the way they are. They always have been. You must come faster. We are never going to have sex. You will always explode too quickly. That is the way I want things to be between us. That's the way you want things to be. on a deep, subconscious level, you may not know this is what you want, but it is. You may never know that this is what I want, so, but God, it is. I like you just the way you are. So cute, so forgetful, so sensitive, so eager and obedient, so ready to be everything I want you to be, so ready to be perfectly tailored to me and only me. So spurty, so pathetic, so ignorant, so malleable, so disappointing, so easy. I just want you to be more of yourself. Always so fucking horny, always on the edge, always ready to earn your place beneath me, your privilege to please me, always ready to explode. Fuck, that made me come. Maybe someday you'll get to do it too. Oh, God. One sec. Well, try again. Faster next time. I'm going to leave the room, and you're going to forget all of this happened. Just like all the times before. Everything I told you here will be inherent facts, deep, deep within your subconscious mind, but it will be lost knowledge to you. You are already feeling completely mind-fucked and hazy. But next time we try to have some fun, you'll do better, won't you? You have to do better. For me. Mwah. I believe in you. Mwah. I know you won't disappoint me again. Mwah. Goodbye, my little cupcake. Mwah.